Shane Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're locked into CFRC Radio 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
On Friday, September 5th, we have a primetime clash under the lights at Richardson Stadium. The Gales and the Laurier Golden Hawks meet for the first time since the 2024 OUA semifinals. Can the Gales score a measure of revenge against the defending champs?
Touchdown, Queen!
Or will the Golden Hawks soar to their fourth straight victory over the Gales?
No! You are kidding me!
Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Friday, September 5th at 6:15 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 6:30 p.m. kickoff.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
School to prove to dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school, back to school, back to school.
Get some cheese. There we go. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day edition to get you rip-roaring and ready to go. My name is, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Campus and Community Radio right here in Kingston, Ontario, since 1922. You got me here for another 2 hours. I'm going to be rocking out with you live until 10 a.m. I am flying solo today. Our intrepid co-host, Simone the Moan, is on assignment. A little more on that later. So it's just you, it's just me, and it's just the tunes, ladies and gents. And it's a special day today because it is Wednesday, September 3rd, which means if you're in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, it is the first day of school. For high school, for elementary, university and college is back. It's a good time. September is upon us. You know, it's getting a little crispier out there. And so this is our amazing annual back to school special. I'm down here live in the lower levels of Carruthers Hall, right in the heart of it all. Queen's University campus. So we're going to be spinning a lot of great back-to-school classics, like the one you just heard, Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. Long live the Ramones, from that Roger Corman classic back in the day. So we're going to be peppering in back-to-school tunes. We've also got our regular docket of brand new pop, rock, bop, and schlock already ready to rip and roar and ready to go for you. I'm going to drink a little more coffee this morning, I think, but I'm here, and we're going to go for it. Also on the program, we're going to be talking about our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods, most important spot in Kingston, and we're also going to be talking about the Queens football game that's coming up this Friday, because Old Farm Fine Foods is going to be there. Not enough food serving capacity, but I'm going to be at the game. So, you know, we'll talk about how to form an orderly queue to get my autograph or whatever. I'll sign your baby's forehead. I don't care. Also on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about movie and nerd news. We've got a good video game premiere coming out this week. So it's a great excuse to skip school on Friday. But yeah, all that and much more coming up on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. Like I said, you got me, the nerd, until 10 a.m. Let's keep it locked and ready to rock, shall we? Let's keep it going with our back-to-school special. Here's one from Bite Size Rockers, the Linda Lindas. Very appropriate song. This is called Growing Up, right here on CFRC. You grow up, man. Just grow up.
Growing up isn't something you can make happen.
Sing the people and show. the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study so hard and hope in the past. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring, goes the bell. But something my life too bad to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your book. Keep it the teacher, don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Cause if you're supposed to get out of your seat, down from the hall on into the street, up to the corner and round the bend, right to the jukebox you go in. You gotta get something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long, you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and 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 round. Go, go, go. Is there body and soul?
The sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
That's a right triangle, you idiot!
Let them have their way. I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
What a humdinger that was right here on CFRC. That was Canada's preeminent cover party band, Dwayne Gretzky, with their cover of the Queen classic Radio Gaga. Welcome back to your Radio Gaga. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC, the place to be on a Wednesday morning. Hope you're all having a good day today. I'm coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall. That's where you can come and find me if you don't like the cut of my jib. There's a parking lot outside. I'll meet you there. It's the first day of school. It's September the 3rd, 2025. Elementary schools in town are back in session. High schools are back. Queen's University, it's currently O-week, orientation week, frosh week, with sporadic classes going on there as well. So there's a lot going on. The neighborhood is humming again after months, weeks, days, hours of coming into the studio on a nice, you know, these nice quiet mornings. I think it's good to have the energy back. It's good to have, you know, all the, I like the students. I'm going to go on record. Like I said, there's a parking lot outside if you want to find me. I think it's great that they all come back. They add a lot of energy to the community, to the neighborhoods. They add a lot of money. I'm just going to put that out there as well. But I'm just happy that Queen's Campus is back and hope you're all having a good morning. Yeah, it's our back to school special. So before that amazing Radio Gaga cover, which, by the way, if you like Dwayne Gretzky, I've been playing him on the show for a couple weeks now. Catch them at Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, September 12th and September 13th. They're going to be playing at the Jackson Triggs Winery. So I don't know. It's going to be a fun time. I might have to get out and do that. But before Dwayne Gretzky, we heard a classic from MC5 with High School. Also in that last set, we had Chuck Berry with his classic School Days. It was a 1967 recorded version. He had, Chuck Berry obviously had a legendary career, but he did a lot of songs about school. I don't know, just did. And we opened the set up with Linda Lindas and their track, Growing Up. I have a retraction to make. I called them pint-sized rockers because when I first started hearing about Linda Lindas, they were all like teenagers. Now they're older teenagers. So I guess they're quart-sized. Yeah, anywho, check them out. They're very excellent. So I hope you're all having a good morning. This time of day, this segment, we usually do a weekly recap where we get to talk about our sad, pathetic, lonely lives, thereby making you, dear listener, feel better about your sad, pathetic, lonely life. I'm extra lonely today, as you can tell. Simone Limone is off on assignment. She is an artist, so she's got things to do. She's got shows coming up. More on that when she's back. So it's just me and you riding solo. So we're going to lean heavily into, back to school. I mean, this time of year, I work and live on campus. So even though I'm not a student, whenever back to school rolls around, it kind of like energizes me, gets me back into a nice routine. I know if you're a parent as well, I've heard a lot of people saying that they like getting back into that routine. Not that summer's not great. Don't get me wrong. We live in Canada. Got to take it where we can get it. But I don't know, something about everyone being back and back to it. It just gets my juices flowing, you know? I want to, like, create stuff. I want to do stuff. I want to expand my, radio offerings as well. So, you know, like going forward during the school year, I think our show here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday is going to get a little more involved. We're going to lean heavily more into the live streaming aspect we've been experimenting with over the summer. I'm not on today, but we're thinking of doing, like, TikTok streaming, maybe bringing a Super Nintendo and a little TV in here so we can get away with doing Twitch streaming, just something fun. You know, expanding our social media, yada, yada. So stay tuned. There's going to be a lot more going on, not just with this show, but with CFRC in general. This is also an exciting time for this radio station because we get an influx of new students who are interested in becoming volunteers. If you're listening and you think you can do this better than I can, which I know you can, Lord help us, I know you can, then go to CFRC.ca and sign up. If you're interested, you know, book a tour. You can come hang out on my show, any other show, and just, like, sit in. You know, don't have to go on mic if you don't want to. You can just see how it all operates and see if this is a right fit for you. You know, through the years, this is probably year 4 or 5 that I've been doing this on the air, and you get a lot of good feedback from the young students. You know, it's a place of community and friendship, and you get to meet people that have like-minded interests, like dingy punk rock and roll and all that. So if you're interested, whether you're a student or not, just get involved. You know, it's the lifeblood of Queen's University down here. So I beg you, I beg you. I want interns. I want interns on the show in the fall so I can, you know, verbally abuse them. It'd be a lot of fun. So yeah, it is back to school, and I thought it'd be fun today, every segment, to profile sort of a weird and fun tradition that back to school celebrations happen all over the world. I want to touch on some international traditions that I think we should bring to Canada. You know, maybe not bringing back truant officers. More on that a little later, I guess. But I'm looking up on the old interweb, that whole thing that people talk about. And I didn't realize that in Germany, on the first day of school, students, particularly students in the first grade, when they start their journey into education, are given a big sort of prize pack. It's in the form of a giant cone, usually made out of like poster board and fabric decorated up with, you know, stickers and paint and whatever, all very personalized. Each kid, when they go to school for the first time, they get this giant cone. And by big, I mean like, you know, they have to hold it with two hands. It's like the size of a musical instrument. And it's filled with like candy and treats and snacks and school supplies. And the idea behind it is that it takes away the anxiety of these fresh, young, new students. It gives them a sense of importance, you know, and just sort of like a positive association with school. So I think that's a pretty fun thing. I know that there's like, we have our own traditions here in Canada. You know, there's that thing that's popping up online where parents will take a picture of their kids outside of their house on their first day of school with like a chalkboard or something like that. That's fine. But I think, but that's more for the parents. You know, that's more for the Instagram hits. That's more for the Facebook likes. I think the kids need something that's just about them. So I say we bring in the German treat cone, because I'm not going to try and pronounce Schultüte, the Schultüte, or the Zuckertüte. I like that second one, the Zuckertüte. We need to bring the Zuckertüte to Canada. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So if you're on the roads today, just be a little careful. Don't forget school buses are a thing. Crossing guards are a thing. Little kids are excited. Their backpacks are bigger than they are, so they can't really, they don't have that motion to turn and look both ways as quickly as they should. So just be patient, especially if you're riding on the city buses today. Be forever patient. So my name's Jeff the Nerd. We're going to get back to the tunes. It's our back-to-school extravaganza. Got me here till 10 o'clock. Next break, we're going to be talking about deliciousness and football from our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. But let's keep things moving and a-grooving. Here's another, I think, high school classic. This is The Muffs with Kids in America right here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday on CFRC.
We're the kids in America. This is Dose from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Put on your high-heeled sneakers and while your wig at off your head. Put on your high-heeled sneakers and while your wig hat on your head. I'm pretty sure my baby, I know you're gonna knock on me. Put on your red dress, baby. We'll be going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby. We'll be going out tonight. Some fool might start a fight.
Not admitted without parents.
Now playing. Consult Thursday's newspapers for a theater or drive-in near you.
Single book. I'm Megan.
Together we are Larkin Poe.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
You there. Welcome back. How you doing? My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial, or CFRC.ca if you're tuning in over the interweb. Thanks for coming along. It's your Wednesday morning rock ride around the world and through time. And today, as it is the first day of school, we are doing our Back to School special, where we celebrate that the kiddos are going back and they're going to be out of your hair for a little bit of the day every day, unless you're a teacher. And then, good luck. Last set, we just had a brand new track from The Hives. You remember them. If you don't remember them, just think of the title, The Hives Forever, Forever The Hives, off of their new album. Check it out. It's always good. Before The Hives, we had a classic from The Runaways with School Days, because it is back to school. Also in that last set, The Everly Brothers, A Moldy Oldie with High Heel Sneakers. Very talented if you can rock those. And we open it up with The Muffs with Kids in America, fronted by the late, great Kim Shattuck. Classic stuff. Back to school. Hope everyone's having a good day out there. You know, I got to see the crossing guard that works in my neighborhood for the first time this summer. She said I had a nice beard. There you go. Hope you're all having a great morning, though. Continuing along with our series, every segment today, we're doing a focus on weird and whimsical international back to school traditions. Last break, we were talking about how in Germany, little kids, when they first go to school in grade one, they're given a giant, cone filled with treats and school supplies. Makes them feel feel good, makes them feel special. Well, on to another European nation. In Italy, back to school tradition is the use of a grembiule, or a school smock, worn by children in primary schools. Apparently, they're each given a smock to go over their regular clothes, some of which can be color-coded so you can tell what grade the students are in. And the idea is that it's sort of like a less formal school uniform, and it's not mandatory, and it's just sort of something fun that the kids can wear. It gets them into the school spirit, apparently. I don't know, maybe gets them to, it's Italy, right? Gets them to follow orders and be good. But then also, the practical effect, if you're a parent listening, you know, it's a smock, right? It's going to keep their clothes clean. Finger paint, mud, excrement, all that stuff that kids get into at school. Welcome back. Hope you're all having a good morning. This time of day, we'd like to do a sponsor segment from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right, Old Farm Fine Foods at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street in downtown Kingston. Get your breakfast on at Old Farm. Get down there and get yourself an egger doodle. They're delicious. It's a scrambly egg with some toppings, you know, using some minced veggies, maybe some smoked ham, some cheddar cheese, and they put that into a puff pastry, bake it in the muffin tray, comes out fresh and delicious. Highly recommend that. Or what I had this morning, classic coffee from County Roasters out in Picton, organic fair trade coffee. Instead of milk, I decided to go crazy and add some limestone organic creamery chocolate milk. Give myself a little cafe mocha action. Speaking of back to school, it's good to get into Old Farm and get that chocolate milk before the football team drinks it all, because Queens football, I think, is running on limestone organic chocolate milk these days. So I'm trying to figure out what their schedule is, because they're usually coming in after their morning workout and they load up on the choco milk and then go for their afternoon meetings and then regular class stuff, I assume. So once I figure out what the sweet spot is, I guess it's first thing in the morning. Get the Old Farm first thing in the morning while all the football bros are at the gym, and get that sweet chocolate milk before they do, because we're selling out. It's pretty delicious. I highly recommend it. The other thing that's going on with Old Farm is, of course, we're on Queen's University campus. It's back to school, and the Frosh Week catering has been going bananas. Old Farm does group catering, so I want to shoot them an email at oldfarm204berry@gmail.com and get our catering menu emailed to you. It's like a checklist, you know, like an Excel sheet. Check off what you like, calculates everything for you, lets you know what the quote is. If you want to do like a group of, I don't know, 10, 20, 300. We did 300 bag lunches yesterday for the Queen's Law Department. That was over at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. All went very well. If you're a law student and you're listening, or if you know of any law students and you're listening, ask them how it was. I want to know. I mean, I know that the lunches are delicious. Don't get me wrong. We made them. We know they're great. I want some feedback, though. I want to know. Where do you guys get these lunches? How to get them? You get down to Old Farm at 204 Berry Street. That's what you do. So if you want some good food, get down there. Soup season is on. Fall is back. Everyone's got a little spring in their step. But there's still some ice cream available. Don't get me wrong. We can still make some crazy ice cream floats, as we've been doing. Shout out to DJ Over Easy, who hosts Making Bacon here on CFRC on Saturday mornings. His float concoction was quite ridiculous. So, you know, treat yourself, treat your kiddos. We are located right across the street from Sydenham Street Elementary, so it's good to see them all coming back. And, yeah, stay cool, stay chill, stay hungry. Get to Old Farm and get some good food. My name is Jeff the Nerd. It's about 8:45. We're going to play a few more tracks before we break for some sponsorship, you know, advertisements. And then after 9, we're going to do the community events roundup, where we find out what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, Canada. So there's a lot. There's a lot going on this coming weekend. That reminds me that Friday night is Queens football. They are playing the Golden Hawks over here at Richardson Stadium. That's a 6:30 game. And myself and Captain Steve are going to be there from Old Farm Fine Foods, sort of in an unofficial capacity. When I say Old Farm's going to be there, I don't mean we're going to be set up vending food or anything like that. It's Friday night. We're here to party. We're going to show up. We're going to watch the game. And we might get up into the booth with our man, Jesse Bell, and you know, yuck it up over the airwaves during, I think, the first quarter break, where Old Farm is a sponsor, something like that. Either way, Tune in to CFRC. If you can't make it down to the game at Richardson, tune in and listen to Jesse's amazing broadcast. It's the third game of the season. I'm very excited. And plus, it's the Frosh Week night game. So it's going to be high energy. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. In the meantime, though, we will play a few more tracks, starting off with another high school classic from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack. This is Jimmy Buffett with Spicoli's theme, otherwise known as I Don't Know. And don't be afraid if you're a student and you're going to class for the first time, you know, this week. Don't be afraid to say you don't know. I'm just putting that out there. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and I don't know. CFRC, it's Spicoli's theme. Let's do it.
Thank you. silk scarf over my brow and see me on my way. I've chewed up and spit out last task on a Friday. I could hold it in compression, bolstering my frame till I break. Drying on my cheek, it could be a long wait. I could see strength, but I shrink, it's too dazzling a light ray. I could thin it out, dilution, drip it in my veins till I'm great.
Doing.
She's
yet. Love lingered, last in line for brains, and the one she got was sort of rotten and insane. Small feet so sad that birds could land. Is love fast asleep or rocking out with the band? She's love, she's love, she's in my head. She's love, she's love, she's love, she might be dead.
Welcome to intermission.